the Wendy and Carly Show, your weekly dose of inspiration
and motivation. Tune in every week for tips to help you become the person you were meant to be.
Good morning, everybody. This is Wendy, and Carly is on too. And we are excited about today's Monday Motivation Call. We love doing these calls, like we say, every week, just to try to inspire, motivate, and just spread some joy, positivity with everybody that chooses to dial in. We know that there's a need for that, no matter what industry you're involved in, no matter what you do. Sometimes you just need a little encouragement, a little motivation, just to hear from somebody else, have somebody else pour into you. So that's what we're here for. And we are thankful that you choose to dial in every week and listen to what we have to share. You know, we are all on a journey. And everybody's journey is a little bit different. Everybody's journey looks different. The timing of people's journeys happen different at different times. It all works out differently. You may not have success as fast as somebody else. You may not see the results that you're looking for as fast as somebody else. You know, the important thing is that you're not comparing yourself to others, that you are just committed to the process, and that you stay consistent and, you know, continue to work towards your goals, whatever those goals may be, so that in the end, you have that sense of accomplishment, that you can say, you know what, it didn't look like theirs. Maybe I didn't do it as fast as they did, but I did it. I made progress. I'm a winner. And, you know, I think that especially in our industry, you know, we tend to compare ourselves to other people a lot. And I know that that happens in a lot of different areas of life. You know, we sometimes put pressure on ourselves because other people look better, are having more success than we are. And, you know, it's just, it's not good to compare yourself to others. It is good to look at people and go, you know what, they're kicking tail. They're making things happen. I want to be like them. But, you know, recognizing and embracing that your journey is your journey. It's not going to look like everybody else's. Your success will come over time as long as you never give up. That's the key. And so, you know, we have a special guest on our call today. I'm going to let Carly hop on and, you know, share some of her thoughts with you before we introduce our friend Amy Lay to share with you today. But Carly, why don't you go ahead and hop on, girl?
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. thank you for jumping on this Monday motivation call. And I'm jumping on a little bit late to embarrass. I'm a little embarrassed to say that, but thank you, Lindy, for jumping in and opening this call. And, you know, if you dialed in last week, then you heard us challenge you to not wait for January 1st to get here before you start thinking about your New Year's resolutions. And, you know, we also challenged you to start doing something today, not waiting for that perfect moment or for the day of the week to be right or for the day of the year to even be right, but to start today, because honestly, you know, you don't have to have everything perfectly figured out to start making some good decisions and to start making some changes. And I'm speaking from experience here. There have been times that I'm like, you know, I'll start my new workout plan when I have, you know, new shoes and, you know, the perfect workout clothes or the perfect workout equipment. That's when I'll get started, when, you know, really that just delays my progress. I am a procrastinator by nature, so no one can give me an excuse that I haven't had myself. So I totally get that. But the reason that, you know, Lindy and I asked Amy to share on our call today is because she really has a fantastic story. And it's not something, you know, this journey for Amy is not new. It's not, and she didn't get to where she wanted to be, you know, just by making some quick fixes. She committed to a new lifestyle, and really it started with just the decision to make things happen. And as Amy tells her story, I guarantee you, you know, she will confirm that she had ups and downs and that, you know, her situation wasn't always ideal. But that commitment that she made to herself was bigger than any excuse that she had. And so that's why we asked Amy to come on and share, to hopefully give you guys a little bit of motivation, a little bit of encouragement to start your journey today instead of waiting for January 1st. And in fact, I feel like that's going to be the theme through the rest of the month. And, you know, I hope that you have plenty to take away from what we're sharing about our own successes and failures. And then, you know, maybe we'll have a couple of other people jump on and share too, because, you know, with different stories come different perspectives. And, of course, you guys have been so loyal to listen to Lindy and I share our stories, you know, things that we're learning along our journeys. But we wanted you to hear another voice today. And Amy certainly has an amazing story to be shared. So, Amy, go ahead and unmute yourself and, you know, get on and tell us a little bit about, you know, first of all, what made you to decide, you know, to jump on this, you know, weight loss journey, and you know, what happened along the way? How did it progress? And when did you really, you know, go all in and get committed? And, of course, if you can tell us about your results to date and what you're doing to stay motivated during the holiday season. So that's a lot. I hope you were taking it.
Yeah, I'm, like, listening to all your questions, going through my list of things that I've already written down. I'm like, okay, cool. Good thing I made a list this morning. So, first of all, I just want to start off by telling you guys thank you so much for choosing me. I really, you know, look back at my journey and it all kind of started for me back in August of 2015. At the time, I truly going all in this morning, telling you guys my whole heart and soul, I was 283 pounds. Started back in August 2015, and being able to start thriving gave me the extra push. Just to have more energy to push me over that motivation hump that I think we all struggle with in the beginning. And once I started getting more motivated, it was truly just a mindset for me, being able to just change my mind from learning how to make better choices in my food, in my meals every single day, and not really looking forward to the fact of, can I do this, but choosing the right words to tell myself every day that I can do this. So I really look at my journey in two different aspects, in two different stages, I guess you could say. August 2015 to June of 2016 was basically one journey for me to just to prove that I can change my mindset to making better foods and exercise choices, to make sure that every single day, whether that day was a best for me or that day was a success for me, building one successful day onto another successful day, those days turned into weeks, those weeks turned into months, and I finally started seeing weight come off. Fast forwarding to June of 2016, you guys know my daughter got married at the end of June, and I was 217 pounds the day my daughter got married. It wasn't where I wanted to be on that day. Sorry. But it was a lot better than 283 pounds. Why do you guys always make me so emotional? Anyway, so that day, you know, the wedding came and went. It was a beautiful day. That following week, I was to the point where I had to tell myself, I can do this, and now my journey starts over. So at that point in time, through the ups and downs of the, you know, those last several months that I had tried to lose weight,
I really knew that I had to push forward to a new level. I had always got to this point in any of the dieting decisions that I had made in my past. And as women, I'm sure I'm not alone in this, the yo-yo diet. I've gained weight, I've lost it, I've gained it, I've lost it so many times over this last several years that I would always get to this point in my life where I was in the low 200s. I wanted to look better. I wanted to feel better. I wanted to push forward to a new level for myself. So I started physical training with a good friend of mine that I had done in the past, but never personally one-on-one with her. So I do that actually one day a week, and I also do a class a couple of times a week to this day. And having my therapy with Anne every week, what I call it, has really pushed me to a new level of I can do this and I will be successful. So starting physical training and those personal training, and those weekly Tuesday visits with Anne, she has really made me start choosing better foods and seeing in reality the things that I wasn't seeing in the past. So, for example, taking one battle at a time and not the whole big picture. So breaking it down, whether it's, you know, just let's just focus on maybe taking out cheese this week, or let's just focus on taking out dairy this week, or, you know, just breaking it down in little bitty increments for me to have little successful events weekly, which has in turn made it a big picture for me just to see, you know, that I can do this. And also, you know, my training. I have muscles now that I never knew even existed in my belly, in my legs, you know, just I've always, you know, dreamed of having the Carrie Underwood legs, and every Sunday night when my husband and I watch football, it's definitely something that I long to have, just to be strong, be a strong mom, be a strong wife, to look good and, you know, to feel my best. But, you know, back in August of 2015, I had so many health reasons that I was fighting that it just looked like too big of a battle for me. It looked like too big of a hill for me to even climb or to even want to do. So, you know, starting with Anne in June, breaking down those little successful events for me really has pushed me forward to seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I had my biometric screening in October of this year, and it's the first time that I went in there with my hood held high and knew that I was going to make my BMI percentage, felt good about things, and totally blew it out of the water. So I know, Carly, you talk about having days where you make bad choices, or, you know, maybe a weekend where it's just an all-in Saturday and Sunday, you just made a bad food choice. Those still happen to me every once in a while. In fact, this weekend was kind of one of those negative weekends for me. I allowed Satan to creep in. But, you know, being able to wake up the next day and start over every single day is a choice that you have to make in order to be successful in a healthy living lifestyle. And I truly believe that making the choice the next morning, whether it's Monday morning or it's Wednesday morning or it's Saturday morning, whatever the day of the week is, whatever the month of the year is, you know, just making that decision and shouting it out into the universe, stating that you're going to make a decision and you're going to make a lifestyle change is where you have to begin. Without that, you really can't even have a successful journey until you claim it. And I mean, I'm very thankful for Thrive for the beginning of my success journey. And you all both know that I'll never ever go a day without that, because it's truly pushed me to the end of the world with my lifestyle, my new lifestyle. But I also am thankful that I can make those choices and be healthy every single morning and, you know, make a decision to make the right food choices every single day. So sorry if I've blabbered on this Monday, but did I miss anything, or you have any other questions for me?
It was, girl, I do have some questions, or not really even questions, just things that I wanted to point out where we're on this same wavelength today. So, you know, first of all, one thing that really stood out from what you said is that, you know, you have a personal trainer, and you see her once a week. You know, obviously this person isn't waving her magic wand over you every week, you know, miraculously helping you make those choices and commit to your, you know, your exercise routine. But what she does do is gives you somebody to be accountable to. And the other thing that I've heard, you know, about having a personal trainer, which, you know, you can kind of liken that to having sort of like a coach, right? Someone to guide you along the way, somebody that can critique you in a way that you don't take as being, you know, personal judgment. You know, Les Brown, the motivational speaker, he says, you know, even the most successful, you know, basketball player, he said Michael Jordan, you know, which was back in my time, of course, you know, he had a coach. He had to have someone point out what he could do better and someone to be accountable to. So I love that piece of advice. And, you know, obviously having a personal trainer is an expense, but in my experience, it's been well worth it. You know, and Amy's seeing this person once a week, you know, so the affordability factor is definitely improved just by, you know, seeing somebody once a week versus, you know, three or four or five times a week. The other thing, Amy, I wanted to point out was that your personal trainer's advice of just focusing on one hurdle at a time is so just right on with this book that I started literally this morning, hours ago, and it's called The One Thing. And I'm not into it yet enough to really, you know, be able to grasp the, you know, the entire concept. But it says that a lot of people fail because they get overwhelmed and really try to do too much. They work all day, but really don't have a lot to show for it, because although they've accomplished a lot of things on their list, they avoided that one thing that was going to make the biggest difference. And so by getting that single-minded focus on the most important thing, you see the rate of success dramatically improved. And so I love that piece of advice, and something that I think that, you know, I'll definitely incorporate into my health and wellness plan is, you know, what's the one thing you can do better this week? You know, focus on that instead of all the different things I could be doing better, because let's face it, you know, if you've got goals, you've got a lot to work on. So, you know, I love that, Amy. You'll have to check out that book. I was trying to figure out who the author was while I was talking, and apparently I can't do more than one thing at a time. But okay, so it's called The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results by Gary Keller with Jay Papasan. So you guys will have to look it up. But, you know, Amy, your story really inspires me. And if you guys know Amy, you've seen the dramatic transformation. If you don't, you can definitely, you know, hear it in her voice, just how emotionally tied she is to this journey. And which is why we asked her to jump on and share with you guys. But Lindy, I wanted to bring you back on to share any closing thoughts that you may have about Amy's story, or, you know, what you've taken away from it.
Well, yeah, Amy, you are an inspiration. You know, we have watched your journey from when we first met you in August of 2015, and, you know, the transformation really was from the inside out. And you're just a beautiful friend, and we're thankful that you've joined us. But you are an inspiration, and I absolutely loved what you said today, because Carly and I have already been talking about the one thing. You know, every single day is a choice to make a change in one area. or every week. And so, you know, committing to do that, whatever it is, every single day is how you get results over time. And I'm proud of you, girl. You are an inspiration to all of us, and I know everyone's been following you. And, you know, we appreciate your willingness to hop on our call and, you know, share, because I know that there are a lot of people out there that can relate to your, you know, your journey over the past few months and year to improve your health and wellness. And so we're proud of you, girl. Thanks for hopping on. And we love you so much. So you're awesome.
Yes. Okay. So, Lindy, I think that, you know, we should just end this call right now. You know, Amy was fantastic. And, you know, I just can't think of a single thing to add to her story. And so I hope that you guys have enjoyed this Monday motivation call. And we'll join us next Monday for even more Monday motivation. And like I said, you know, our mind is on the new year and what we can start doing today, so that come January 1st, we've already, you know, made a huge dent, if not reached our goal, or we're definitely well on our way. And so, you know what that does? It leaves room for changing another area of your life. So keep that in mind as you go through your week. We appreciate your loyalty and dialing in week after week to this call. And until next Monday at 10 a.m., this call is officially over.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit us at lindydavis.com and thecarlywilson.com for more awesome ideas to help you live your best life.